Stewart. The possibility of terror is keeping President Bush's visit to the Philippines short. Following a state dinner, he heads to Thailand. In the islands, Bush praised President Arroyo for efforts to fight terrorism. Mark Smith reports that some demonstrators greeted the president.
As the president addressed the National Congress, about 3,000 protesters nearby chanted anti-U.S. slogans and waved streamers, saying, "Ban Bush" and "Bush number one terrorist." They also burned the president in effigy. In fact, the demonstrators were among the reasons the Secret Service delayed Bush's motorcade to the Congress for more than an hour. And to add insult to injury, inside the building, seven legislators walked out at the start of his speech.
Pope John Paul wants Roman Catholic cardinals to pray for him. He's brushing aside any suggestions he may retire. Meanwhile, John Paul plans to beatify Mother Teresa tomorrow, then install 30 new cardinals on Tuesday. This is IRN.
It's easy to get in over your head with debt. Life's little necessities can really add up. Or maybe you got sick or went through a divorce. And once you're in debt, it may seem impossible to get out. But now there's a nonprofit organization that helps consumers finally get out of debt. It's called Debtscape. Call them at 1-800-762-5400. Debtscape negotiates with your creditors to reduce monthly payments by as much as 50%. They can reduce or even eliminate your interest rate and arrange a plan to consolidate your bills with one lower monthly payment. You don't have to be a homeowner, and you don't have to qualify. If you feel your credit is out of control, Debtscape can help. If you're more than $2,000 in debt, call Debtscape now for a free debt consultation. 1-800-762-5400. It's completely confidential, and there's no obligation. It's easy to get in over your head financially. Let Debtscape help you get out. Call now, 1-800-762-5400.
President Bush is pleased that Congress has passed his $87 billion Iraq-Afghan aid package. However, he says he'll fight the Senate's plan to convert some of the Iraqi money to loans. He says the plan will delay reconstruction. Eight Marine reservists are facing the military equivalent of a grand jury in the case of a dead Iraqi prisoner of war. A Marine spokesman says the case involves an Iraqi man being held at a detention facility in Iraq. Staff Sergeant Bill Lisman says the whole situation is surprising because Marines, quote, don't do what these guys are being charged with, unquote. Two of the men, a major and a lance corporal, are being charged with negligent homicide, cruelty and maltreatment, and assault. A technical problem has shut down the flow of oil through northern Iraq. The pipeline reopened today for the first time in 2 months, but oil flowed for just 2 hours. Officials expect the flow to resume when repairs are complete, which could be as early as tomorrow. For the latest news and analysis, log on to IRNnews.com.
It's the biggest breakthrough in getting a good night's sleep. It's the Tempur-Pedic Swedish mattress that over 25,000 medical professionals worldwide recommended to their patients. It's so advanced, it's guaranteed to provide a better night's sleep. It contours to every curve of your body, relieving the pressure points that make you toss and turn. For a free sample of the incredible material behind this innovative mattress and a free better sleep video, call 1-800-522-5559. See for yourself what all the excitement's about. Call Tempur-Pedic now at 1-800-522-5559.
A new poll suggests that Democrats who endorse the Second Amendment would handily defeat pro-gun Republicans in next year's elections. CNSNews.com's Robert Bluey reports.
The Democratic Leadership Council teamed with Americans for Gun Safety to emphasize the disconnect some Democrats have with Americans on cultural issues. Indiana Senator Evan Bayh says Democrats need to change their tune.
The Democratic Party cannot afford to be perceived as being culturally elitist, indifferent to some of the values concerned that are important to many middle Americans.
According to the poll, a Democrat candidate would beat a pro-gun Republican by a margin of 57% to 32%. Robert Bluey, CNSNews.com.
Elizabeth Smart is speaking out about her ordeal. She tells NBC's Katie Couric she's still pretty much the same person. It's Smart's first television interview since her 9-month kidnapping ordeal. The 15-year-old high school freshman says she's more compassionate toward the homeless now. Her parents, Ed and Lois Smart, say their family is stronger and closer because of the experience. Ed Smart says it's a miracle because these types of things can wreck marriages and pull families apart. Some former SARS patients are suffering from osteoporosis. Chinese researchers blame the problem on high-dose steroids used to fight SARS. At least 4 of the 60 patients screened were diagnosed with the bone-thinning disease. More news at the bottom of the hour, along with an IRN business news update. I'm Richard Stewart with news from the Information Radio Network.
Exact news. exact weather, exact traffic, exactly when you need it on AM 990, WXCT, Southington, the all-new 990 VX.
From Montreal, Canada, it's the Travel World Radio Show.
Yes!
Travel World. Liberty Works Radio Network.
The number you have reached, 911, has been changed to a non-published number.
Ooh! Push that button!
That's just how it goes. Welcome back to the Travel World Radio Show with Willem Backus, Stephen Pickford, Ella Sobel in studio with us, back from her trip to Maine. And we have a special guest online with us. Steve, I'm very excited about our special guest because a couple years ago, you and I went down to Maryland and met this terrific lady, Mindy Bianca, from Maryland Tourism.
Yes, she's the public relations coordinator for the Maryland Office of Tourism Development. We were down a few years ago doing our show live from Carroll County in Maryland, from the studios of our syndicator at that time. And pleased to have you on the line with us today, Mindy, talking about Halloween and ghostly ideas for people heading off to Maryland to enjoy some sort of Halloween type fun.
Well, hi there. How are you all?
Doing great. Doing great.
Good to be on with you again. And yeah, this is a time of year that we have a lot of interesting ghostly activity going on in Maryland, as well as living activity. So
doesn't seem that there are more ghosts and more happenings in your state than elsewhere.
Well, you know, it's interesting. I guess one of the things that I've been doing a lot of research on this because we've had a lot of interest in it this year.
Yes.
And it seems like certain parts of our country have a little more ghostly activity to them, and it's probably because there's a little bit more yucky history associated with certain parts of the country. So a lot of our ghost sites in Maryland are related to the United States Civil War, and, you know, that was a very turbulent time, and I think there are still some spirits that are out there trying to figure out what was going on then. So I found that a lot of places in Virginia, Pennsylvania, Maryland, those areas where a lot of battles were fought seem to have a lot of ghostly stories connected to them.
Well, tell us a bit about them. What are some of your sort of favorite ghost stories and what people can see?
Well, I think probably the most haunted site in Maryland is Point Lookout State Park, and there's a lighthouse at that state park. Point Lookout was the site of an old Union Civil War hospital, and then it later became a Confederate Civil War prison camp. So there were a lot of deaths there and a lot of misery and pain there. And according to park rangers and also a lot of visitors at that state park, people still see the ghost of a soldier running across the street as if he's heading, trying to escape. So they're going to guess that he's a Confederate soldier trying to escape the prison camp. They have done a lot of research at the lighthouse that is there at the state park, and they've taken a lot of pictures, and some spirits show up in those pictures. They've done a lot of recordings and have heard a lot of voices of people that they can't identify, people who were not in the research group speaking. They can't necessarily understand everything that those people are saying, but they can definitely identify voices being recorded within the lighthouse. And there are always stories, particularly at this time of year, about, you know, all kinds of things happening there, seeing things, hearing things, feeling presences, that kind of thing.
I would say
that's probably our most haunted site.
I wouldn't be a good researcher on that, of course, because I would confuse them with the voices in my head.
That's right. It does get complicated. You have to
separate them.
You have to separate the two voices.
I'd be interested to know, how do they show up on photographs, the spirits?
You know, it's interesting. I've spoken to a woman who's in charge of the Maryland Ghost Hunting Society, who has done a lot of research, and I was trying to find out from her, because that's something that I didn't particularly understand either, that for some reason, ghost voices and ghost images can appear on videotape and on photographs and on audio tape. And people who are sitting in a room, and I've actually been through this with her, where, you're sitting in a room and you're supposedly communicating with these otherworldly critters, and I don't hear anything at that moment. But when you play back the recording, you do indeed hear things talk back to you. And the same thing with photography. You know, you can be standing there taking a picture and you don't see anything, yet when you actually look at the developed film, an image appears. And I don't know the explanation for that. I'm sure there's something involving electromagnetic energy or something, but I don't know the if there is a scientific explanation for that, what it is, but that is a common occurrence that a lot of these haunted sites report, that perhaps when you, just as a person, are sitting in the room, you don't see or hear anything, but if you take pictures or take recordings, that comes up later on those tapes.
I think it's a, sort of another dimension that they're just beneath the surface, that they just come forth. This is some of the things that they talk about. Dr. Bob Hieronym is sort of one of the kings of the paranormal. He lives in Maryland, Owings Mills, Maryland, and has a show at 21stcenturyradio.org, and he's really into all of the spirits world. I guess moving to Maryland or being from Maryland, he is right close by all his friends.
Yeah, he's got a lot of good access to things.
Doesn't have too far to go. And I'm looking through some of the other places you have here. We went to the, when we were in Frederick a few years ago, I think it was, they've moved to a new location, but the National Museum of Civil War Medicine.
Right.
And tell us a little bit more about that.
Well, that's a terrific site that pretty much documents the history of medical advances as they occurred during the Civil War. And it's a fascinating museum. It focuses on the efforts of Clara Barton and people like that. And the building that the museum is in, when you were here visiting us a few years ago, the building had temporarily moved to another location so that they could actually do renovations to this site. Before the renovations, a lot of the site that the museum is on was an old embalmer's studio. Mm. And so it certainly has some creepy past to it. And the staff at the museum used to report all kinds of interesting things happening in the museum. And not all of them had necessarily a good vibe to them. They say that since they relocated, did some renovations, and have come back, that all the negative energy seems to be gone, but there's still some kind of otherworldly energy there. They say that there are a lot of cases of visitors and staff seeing figures, either passing them in the hallway in person, or the staff, they have, you know, obviously several surveillance cameras, the staff will see something walking in the hallway on the surveillance camera, and they'll know that there's not a living soul in the museum. There are reports of cold spots in various places, and, you know, things moving and stuff along those lines. The most common reports now are visitors coming in and taking pictures of some of the exhibits, and when they have their film developed, having orbs in their pictures. And that's another thing that, you know, maybe you don't necessarily see the full figure of a person or a ghost in your developed film, but having orbs within your developed film is another common occurrence when sites are supposed to be haunted.
Well, they haven't really moved on. They're still sort of in their last known locale on Earth.
Exactly. And what I do like about the Civil War Medical Museum is that it's actually part of a larger ghost tour. The city of Frederick runs candlelight ghost tours of Frederick between June and November. And it's a great 90-minute walking tour. It's a little over a mile that you cover on foot. And I've taken it during the day. I wanted to take it last night in preparation for this show. However, it was raining last night, so they didn't run the tour. But I've taken it during the day, and I have to tell you, I was significantly scared during the day, so I can only imagine how it would be at night. But the Civil War Medical Museum is just one of many, many stops along the way. But a lot of those stories having to do with the ghost of Frederick do relate to the Civil War.
What actually scared you on the walk yesterday?
You know, a part of it is the man who does the walk. He is just amazing. And he's, you know, I've met him in normal daylight, everyday business situations. He appears to be perfectly normal. But when he kind of takes on the persona of, like, spooky guy, you really do. I mean, you just feel chills up and down your spine. And when he was telling us the story of some of the stories of the National Civil War Museum, you know, we're standing outside in broad daylight on a warm day, and we're looking at the window that he's telling us, and sometimes a woman appears in the window. And you can just feel the chills going down your spine. So a lot of it has to do with his delivery. He's just really, really good. But, you know, the stories, too, I don't know why, because normally I'm not creeped out by that. I mean, like, with doing all of this research, and I've been to pretty much every site that's listed on our list of haunted places, and I've never gotten, like, that oogie feeling. But I think he added a little bit to it to make it kind of creepy.
We're going to continue after the break with more Halloween and ghost stories from Maryland with Mindy Bianca. You're listening to Travel World Across America.
Across America via satellite.
You guys are insane.
Travel World will continue.
Commodities, futures, options. While most people are acquainted with stocks and mutual funds, the commodities markets remain a mystery. It's one Barclay Financial can help solve. Futures and options investing involve substantial risk of loss and are not suitable for everyone. I'm Patrick T. Parker for Barclay Financial. Right now, the U.S. trade deficit and budget deficits are rising to historical levels. Interest rates are at some of the lowest levels we have ever seen, and yet the economy is still weak. And we feel this could spell trouble for the dollar. To Barclay Financial, that spells opportunity. The European currency has been on the rise. We feel it will keep on rising, and as a result, we're recommending the purchase of call options on the euro currency. For a free special market report on the euro currency, call 1-800-531-7778. That's 1-800-531-7778. Barclay Financial, mystery solved.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? Do you know about the tremendous price war among the major term life insurance companies? You may be eligible for savings of up to 40%. Here's an example. A male age 45, non-tobacco user, issue preferred, $1 million of coverage, is only $75 per month, guaranteed not to change for 10 years. Or a male age 50, non-tobacco, issue preferred, $1 million of coverage, is only $113 a month, guaranteed for 20 years. That's right, guaranteed not to change for 20 years. We have great rates for smokers, too. TermBuster specializes in term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more. Call right now. 800-419-1964. 800-419-1964. 800-419-1964. Rates and availability may vary by state.
WXET AM 990 brings you the hottest new sports show on radio, Sports on the Spot.
We'll bring you contests, interviews, and thought-provoking analysis on your favorite teams like the Red Sox, Yankees, and UConn Huskies.
We'll also have insight on the Rockcats, Wolfpack, and Southington High School Athletics.
If you've got questions, we've got all of the answers.
So join us every Sunday night from 4 to 5 for
Sports on the Spot.
So, you want to sell your home, but the prospect is just too daunting. Get real. Buying or selling your home doesn't have to be intimidating. Talk to Jay Steves at Century 21 Access America. We're the most trusted name in real estate in North America because we know that real estate is about real people, buyers and sellers, who want to make the process as easy and stress-free as possible. Get real about selling your home. Call your personal realtor, Jay Steves, at 378-1451. Century 21 Access America. Real people, really working for you.
Hello? Yes?
Yes, I'm calling about the vacancy.
It's a small room, $300
No, I don't want a room. I want a colon.
Huh?
What do you got, biscuits in your ears? I said I'm looking for a colon.
Come again?
I'm a polyp, a big red colon polyp, and I want to move into a colon.
You're what?
I'm looking for a colon. Can't you hear me? Maybe I should talk louder.
Nobody should live with a colon polyp. They can lead to colon cancer, and you can have one and not even know it. But remove the polyp early and stop colon cancer before it even starts. Just ask your doctor for a test. It's that simple. Get the test, get the polyp, get the cure.
I don't have time for this.
Come on, everybody wins here. I get a colon and you get a pal. Work with me.
Don't need no friends. Goodbye.
I need housing.
For more information, call 1-800-ACS-2345 or go to cancer.org. Brought to you by the American Cancer Society and the Ad Council.
Exact news, exact weather, exact traffic, exactly when you need it on AM 990, WXCT, Southington, the all-new 990 VX.
Welcome back to the Travel World Radio Show, discussing the paranormal and all the ooh and ah. Oh, I'm sorry, I thought you said goat.
No,
Don't forget the voices in your head.
Yes, that's the ones who tell me what to do. Welcome back. It's Will and Backus with Stephen Pickford, Alice Oble in the studio. Special guest Mindy Bianca from Maryland Tourism Online talking about ghosts and haunted happenings and other creepy things in the state of Maryland.
Yes, and I'm looking through some even more listing of very fascinating places that people can visit in Maryland. One of them, actually two of them, one being the Old Jail Museum and the other the Patapsco Female Institute Historic Park. Tell us a little bit more about both of them, Mindy.
Well, the Old Jail Museum has a very interesting history. That's in southern Maryland, and there's an 875-pound boulder that's on the front lawn of this museum, and people can still see a handprint on this rock, and the handprint is supposedly that of Moll Dyer, who was labeled a witch by the townspeople several years ago, and they chased her out of her home on one of the coldest nights of the year. And the neighbors burned down her cabin, so she was forced to stay outside. And so the next morning, the townspeople found her frozen to death, and she was clutching the rock. And so they say that when they took her body away, her hands and knees impressions were still in front of the rock, and her handprint was on the rock. So now it's 300 years later, and people who visit this old jail museum say that they can still, sometimes in the evening, see something flying around the neighborhood, and that when they're standing near the rock, they actually feel aches and pains in their joints. And people who try to take pictures of this particular rock find that their cameras malfunction and can't process that picture.
If only they could stay overnight in the old jail museum. They should turn that into a bed and breakfast inexperience.
Oh, I think people we have several bed and breaksts that are haunted. I'll tell you real quick about the Patapsco Female Institute, and then maybe we can talk about a couple of the B&Bs that are haunted. But the Patapsco Female Institute is a 19th century girls' school that's just south of Baltimore City. And it now stands as stabilized ruins. They haven't fixed it up. They haven't, you know, made it into something beautiful. They've let time take its toll on it, and that stands the way it is. And it's supposedly haunted by a young girl named Annie who died of pneumonia while she was at the school. And people report that they can still see her walking what would have been the hallways. Like I said, it's stabilized ruins, so it's not like there actually is a hallway there, but she'd be passing through as if there were a hallway. And paranormal groups have tested that site, and they say that the ghosts of several children are still on the grounds there as well.
So students that, again, may have had some ill fate befall them while they were attending this school, and then they're never going to another dimension.
That's
they're
right.
Still there to haunt us to this day. So where can we stay and actually maybe have one of these ghosts come to our room? As I say, I think it would be a great idea if they turned an old jail into a bed
that
and
would
breakfast.
I have a feeling that people wouldn't be comfortable in the old jail cell. That's probably why they
they could do it a whole recreated experience, you know. You'd be handcuffed and chained. And
that's right.
Yes.
And how much do you think we could charge people for that experience?
A couple hundred an hour.
But, actually, there's a list of all of these haunted sites on our state website, which is mdwelcome.org, and people can see what all of these sites are, and it produces links to those sites as well. One of my favorite haunted inns is called the Inn at Bucky's Town, and it's actually very close to the town of Frederick, which is where that Civil War Medical Museum is. And what I like about this inn is that apparently this is where every ghost goes to stay forever. There are several ghosts here, and they're each in their own separate rooms, and they don't appear to know that each other is there. But several guests over the course of time, and of course the innkeeper, have seen a lot of these. I think my favorite is there's a young couple that actually appears very solid, not shadowy like a lot of people would think that a ghost appears. They appear very solid, and they stay in one room. And a lot of times, other couples who are checking in for the evening will take their key, unlock the door, walk in, and they'll see this couple. And the couple is, like, sitting on the bed, and they will literally look at the door when they see people walk in. And, of course, the people who walk in see them as solid people, and they're like, oh, I'm so sorry. You know, they'll think that they've wandered into the wrong room. And then the couple vanishes. And that's a story that's been recounted over and over and over again by couples checking into that room. The innkeepers heard this repeatedly. So obviously this is not just one couple that maybe had a little bit too much to drink at dinner and came in and thought they saw this. A lot of people have seen this. There's another room where there's an invalid girl who lays in the bed, and people have said that they hear her laugh and they hear her mother whispering prayers at the end of the bed. There's another room where whatever the staff does, they can't seem to get the seat print of a man off the bed. They say that it's haunted by a man, and when they, you know, kind of straighten up the bed and smooth it out, they'll come back a few minutes later, and it looks like somebody has sat down on the bed again. And then there's another room where when people walk in, they often see a minister dressed in his ministerial garb, and he's looking out the window, and he's looking out the window at what would have been a church. There was a site there that there was a church on that site, but the church is no longer there. However, the church's graveyard is there, and so some of the tombstones are in the direction that he's looking.
Would you say that the people come and stay at these bed and breakfasts to experience the ghosts, or would some of them actually leave if they've viewed the ghosts?
I think in some cases people are coming because they've heard this is haunted and they want to have this experience. In other cases, they have no idea that this place is reportedly haunted. They have the experience, and then they ask the innkeeper. I've only heard, I mean, I did a lot of research with a lot of these innkeepers, and every single one of them has said, you know, look, we feel like these are positive energies. We certainly wouldn't have somebody in our home, and we wouldn't live here if we felt like these were negative or creepy things. So I think I've only heard one case with all the B&Bs we have that are haunted where a man walked in, and he was going to check in, and he said he just had such a bad vibe that he did not want to stay. But that's one out of I don't know how many dozens we have listed. So for the most part, people say that they find it fascinating. I don't know that these people would necessarily want to permanently live in a haunted house, but they kind of think it's cool that for one night they can actually have that experience.
I think it
there
would
are also
be really
a lot of people who check into these places hoping to have some kind of ghostly apparition. They don't get one, and then they're disappointed.
Well, they can always get a ghostly apparition if they brought, as one of my professors used to call it, a funny cigarette with them. So. Yeah. You can make your own apparition.
Or at least get a good night's sleep.
Well, and it's funny that you mentioned, you're obviously referring to a different kind of cigarette. However, two of our haunted sites say that they know that the ghost is in the room because the ghost used to smoke cigars. And they have this lingering smell of cigar smoke in these establishments, even though both establishments are non-smoking, which is very interesting because that's how they know that the ghost is there.
So they just have that smell in the air. And it wasn't Al Randall that was there already smoking a cigar. But no, I think it is fascinating, the things you can feel and sense. And you sort of wonder what exactly is out there. And to add that dimension to your vacation or sort of a weekend getaway, because Maryland is so close for practically all of our listeners all along the East Coast, a couple hours drive, couple hours flight, to experience this as a sort of a way to meld something unique and different with the historical adventure.
Sure.
Where can people call or check out for more information?
Well, we've got our website, the www.mdwelcome.org. We also have a toll-free number, which is 800-719-5900. And then there's also another site that might be interesting. Maryland has combined with Pennsylvania, Washington, D.C., Virginia, West Virginia, and Delaware. And we actually share a website where all of us share our ghost stories, and that's www.midatlanticghosts.com. And that lists three ghost stories from each of those states. And then there's also links to a lot of other sites within those states, because we obviously didn't have that much room on the website. But so there's also special links to other cities and counties and convention bureaus that have their own master list of haunted sites. So that might be a great place for people to check out as well.
People can do a sort of a circle tour, arrive, for example, in Baltimore, because there's a lot of air service into Baltimore on Southwest Airlines as a major hub, and then do a circle and visit a number of different ghost sites and historic sites through a week-long vacation.
Yeah, there's some terrific stories out there and a lot of good creepy stuff. So certainly you could plan an entire trip around it, or you could make, you know, one or two of these things a stop along a trip that also includes, you know, I don't know, smelling flowers and doing happy things as well.
or eating crab cakes, yes.
Yeah, well, and, you know, of course, that's by law when you visit Maryland. We do check your breath on your way out, and if you haven't ingested crab, we do send you back in. So.
No, not me.
Do not eat crab. Do not go home.
Okay. No, that is one of the memories of Maryland is to have a crab cake, and, of course, check out all of the information on the Internet. Give us the website again, Mindy.
It's www.mdwelcome.com.
And thank you so much for joining us this morning. Mindy Bianca, Public Relations Coordinator for the Maryland Office of Tourism Development, talking about Halloween ghostly story ideas for touring, weekend getaways, and extended vacations in her state. We'll
Thanks
be right back.
Thank you very much.
Stay tuned. Across America via satellite.
and the Banshee.
The hell is a Banshee?
Banshee.
Double World Radio Show.
WXCT AM 990 brings you the hottest new sports show on radio, Sports on the Spot.
We'll bring you contests, interviews, and thought-provoking analysis on your favorite teams like the Red Sox, Yankees, and Yukon Huskies.
We'll also have insight on the Rockcats, Wolfpack, and Southington High School Athletics.
If you've got questions, we've got all of the answers.
So join us every Sunday night from 4 to 5 for
Sports on the Spot.
One night, my mommy and daddy went on to a date. They got a babysitter to watch me. The babysitter was a family friend. She was like an angel to me in front of big people. But after my parents left, she stopped acting like an angel and started being mean. My parents didn't believe me until they got a surveillance camera from the spy shop in Milldale. When they got home that night, they watched the tape and saw the babysitter yelling at me all the time. Now, we don't use that babysitter anymore.
Unfortunately, the times are changing, and stories like this one are more frequent, and you begin to wonder if you can even trust a longtime family friend. Put your mind and heart at ease with surveillance equipment from the Spy Shop. The Spy Shop promotes truth through technology, spy gadgets, bug detectors, and cool stuff. Visit spyville.com or call 628-2075. 628-2075.
You and
120 credit hours, 51 textbooks, and the perfect way to pay for it all.
Army National Guard.
As a member of the Army National Guard, you don't have to worry about how you're going to pay for college.
100% of your tuition.
The Guard has you covered. So come visit the team who can help you get through college on the web at 1-800-GO-GUARD.com or call 1-800-GO-GUARD in the Army National Guard.
You can.
Sponsored by the Connecticut National Guard. Aired by the Connecticut Broadcasters Association and this station.
Now, okay. Settle down, class. Now today we're going to read out loud. Who would like to go first?
Oh, no, I'm not ready. Please don't call on me.
Chris?
I took my dog to the park. She made two new friends. Tomorrow, I'll take Winnie to the park again.
Very good. Now, who would like to go next? How about you?
Oh, no, not me. Oh, no.
If you're the parent of a child who struggles to learn, listen to the little voice inside your head. Get help now. A lot of kids who struggle are smart. They just learn differently. For free information on how to help your child, visit www.focusonlearning.org. www.focusonlearning.org or call 1-888-478-MIND. Do it for your child. Do it for yourself. But do it now. A message from the Advertising Council and the Coordinated Campaign for Learning Disabilities.
Exact news, exact weather, exact traffic, exactly when you need it on AM 990, WXCT, Southington, the all-new 990 VX.
Oh, creepy sounds. Welcome back to the Travel World Radio Show with Willem Backus and Stephen Pickford. Ellis Oberlin Studios, special guest online with us coming up soon, talking about ghosts and other weird phenomena. Welcome back.
Yes, good morning. Glad you could join us here on Travel World. Our next guest is Bram Eisenthal, Montreal-based travel writer who is very much a fan of ghosts and the macabre and all the various elements that of strangeness and vitality. And welcome to Travel World, Bram.
Hey, gentlemen. How are you doing?
Doing great. Now we're 2 weeks sort of away from probably one of your favorite times of the year.
My time of year.
Yes.
You gotta love Halloween. And there are some phenomenal places, North America. You know, we usually think of Europe as being scary and haunted because of all the old castles. But North America has some wonderful haunts to visit, especially at Halloween time when the weather isn't yet too cold. And one of these places I just came back from in late August is Alberta. Why Alberta is cool is that you've got all these old coal mines that basically form the history of the province. As you know, many mines did in North America, because they created the railways, in essence. So without the railways, you wouldn't have Canada, more or less. And all these coal mines are very, very old, and you could tour a lot of the sites. But there's one particular one in the Crow's Nest Pass. You remember they had all these forest fires?
Right, just during the summertime, yes.
The place was full of smoke, quite smoky. It was very smoky. It should have been the Smoky Mountains in Virginia, but it wasn't. And it's called Bellevue Mine, and some 100 people died, 100 miners died there over the course of its history. It's very cool because it's one of the few mines you can actually go inside and walk 1,000 feet into till the back. In the dark, with just a miner's helmet on, you know, these miner's lamps, an original miner's lamp on a helmet. And there's something called the Gob Man that's part of its history. They blame this Gob Man, G-O-B, because they call this big maw where they removed a lot of the coal, the gob. It's like this huge hole in the ground. The Gob Man was responsible for all sorts of mishaps, including some miners' deaths and asphyxiation, various other pleasant things. But you can actually walk to the very back, and what they do is they pull this neat little trick on you. They turn the lights off completely. Like, she'll say, okay, now, and you turn your lights off, you and your tour guide. Suddenly you're in blackness like you've never seen before. You have never been in the dark like you're in the dark in this place. And it's really creepy. It's total sensory deprivation. You hear the water that's coming out of the mountain, like little stream of it running, and that's about it. You swear you can hear this thing breathing down your neck. It's very cool. I don't think you can really do that in many other places because the mines are quite dangerous today. So that's one thing that I really recommend. If you're ever in Alberta and you can get to Bellevue Mine, take a tour and do this thing. It's very chilly. They dress you up nice and warm and everything, but it's a really interesting little tour. Have you ever been to a mine?
No, that sort of doesn't, I get that whole claustrophobic feel about me just hearing you describe it, hearing the darkness and going down deep, 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 deep. No, I...
You're not actually going down, you're going perpendicular. It's one of these, you enter through the side and you go straight, but some of the mines you actually go down, and there are others where you go...
Okay, so they were actually at the time mining it more along in the seam of coal along the side of the side of the mountain. Okay.
Exactly. And it's also a very educational experience because you get to experience what the miners did. You see the seams of coal. They have a little exhibit where you see the tools that they used throughout the decades. You know how they basically went from just picks to... electrical drills to various other things. And you really appreciate what danger these guys had, what they experienced. It was not fun. And I don't think they probably made decent money, but you got paid per...
Well, back in those days, they were indentured servants. I mean, the very famous one also was the Souris Mines of Saskatchewan, where they would have people... you buy your mining equipment from the company would lend you the money.
That's right, exactly.
Yeah, this is a very common practice towards the late 20s, especially more in the 30s. And it was, in fact, a very high suicide rate following the Depression just because of this. People just didn't see the way out of this sort of thing. So it's a picture of what life was like, and you actually get a good picture of that also by reading Pierre Burton's book, The Great Depression, which is the Depression years in Canada.
Going into mines as well, I mean, you really get, as you said, that sense of sensory deprivation, and you get to kind of respect what these people had to go through. I have visited a mine in Austria a number of years ago, and I still remember that, and it's quite something. I couldn't imagine doing that on a daily basis.
Right, exactly. So you really get a sense, an appreciation of what they went through, and I think that was one of the more interesting tours I've ever gone on, because it's like a living tour, you know, and we're not talking a museum. It's a living museum, in effect. So that was a lot of fun. But you've got lots of places. One of the places that very few people have heard about is located in Bristol, Connecticut, and it's called the Witch's Dungeon.
Okay, ooh, now we're talking.
Not too far for some of our listeners to venture.
Well, there you go. And now your
adventure.
A lot of your listeners might have heard of Cortland Hull. Cortland Hull is he's in his late 40s now. He started this when he was a teenager with his dad. He's a sculptor, a very, very talented sculptor. He's also the great-nephew of Henry Hull, who was the Werewolf and Werewolf of London, which is a classic from the 30s. What he's done is he's built dioramas of various monsters, Frankenstein, Dracula, the Wolfman, Phantom of the Opera, probably about 20 to 25 dioramas. And Universal tried to sue him a few years ago because they were claiming that he was, when they were bought by Japan, but they were claiming that he was impinging on copyright. And you had people like Vincent Price, who was a very good friend of his, Mark Hamill, June Foray, the voice of Rocky Squirrel, various other people coming to bat for him and saying this was a terrible thing Universal is doing. It's shameful. Vincent Price yelled to the media. Leonard Maltin wrote a little story on him. And finally, Universal backed down. So now he's allowed to use these monsters. But what he's done is he's managed to get his hands on some of the props that were used by the makeup people at the time, like one of Bela Lugosi's signet rings is on the Bela Lugosi figure, things like that. So it's really cool. He's open only Halloween weekends, like the 2 weekends before Halloween. He charges virtually nothing to get in. It's, I think, about $1 now. It used to be 25 cents and 50 cents, and he only uses the money to pay for light bulbs that have to be replaced, things like that. He's also a famous carousel restorer, too. So anybody in the area that wants to experience something really fun, very creative, and totally inexpensive should go to visit this Witch's Dungeon in Bristol and say hi to Court for me if you do. Fall River, Massachusetts, the Lizzie Borden House B&B.
Okay. You've
probably done something on this already. I mean, it's the place where Lizzie Borden whacked her father and and stepmother, Abby Durfee Borden, and her dad, who was a bank manager, a bank president, and an embalmer in the basement. Now, what's cool about this house is you can actually sit at the spots where the whackings took place.
The whackings took place.
And, Willem, you'll probably appreciate that. But
that basement in Beaconsfield?
Whacking took place here.
But you go into the basement, and the creepiest thing about, you know, things don't really spook me very often. I've never seen a ghost. I like to believe they do exist, but I've never actually experienced one, is that you go down into the basement, and your hair stands on end when they show you the sink where he released the blood from the bodies. It's really creepy knowing that these famous murders took place in this house and that he embalmed people in the basement. It's one of the creepiest places I've ever been. It seems pretty innocuous at first till you're walking back up the stairs and you feel something behind you. It's one of those places. So it's also a bed and breakfast today, so you can actually spend the night there.
Stephen's wish has come true.
It's very cool.
I think the creepiest place I've ever been threatened to go to would be the place where they film the Teletubbies, but that's beside the point.
Wasn't that your mother-in-law's house?
No, that's another creepy place somewhere in LaSalle. Yeah. No.
Well, let's talk about some of your... What are some of your creepier places you visited? I'm curious.
We actually have gone... I don't know if you've heard of the Ghosts of Bellows Falls, about the state troopers and stuff. We actually went to... There was cabins just around Bellows Falls, Whippoorwill.
Yes.
And around there, we actually went and spent a weekend, and there was this... it was the story of a state trooper. Have you heard of this one, Bram?
Yes, I have. Somebody was chained to something... Is that...
Well, the way I was given to understand the legend was that a state trooper was transporting a prisoner, and there was a big snowstorm. And during the snowstorm, he had to put in at this motel for the night. In order to make sure the prisoner didn't escape, he was handcuffed and chained to her, mm-hmm. and apparently had a heart attack and died during the night. Snowfall was so large, in fact, that they were snowed in for days, and this girl was literally screaming for help, and nobody heard her, and it was many, many days later. Anyway, I don't know the rest of the story, but apparently the ghost of this trooper comes back to haunt these cabins because apparently he's looking for this prisoner to finish the job, to bring her up to where he was going at the time, something like that.
Sounds like a great Travel World retreat. You know, you get all the contributors to kind of spend the weekend there, and whoever survives comes back on the show to talk about it.
Apparently to sort of survive the night, because the trooper's ghost is considered a confrontational spirit, you have to spend the night chained or handcuffed to the other person in your bed in order that he, when he passes by, believes that the situation is all under control, that another trooper has taken over the watch on his duty shift.
He can look at it as a reenactment.
Yes, a very historical reenactment. And we're coming up to the break at 9:45. We've got Bram Eisenthal on the phone. Ghost stories, the topic today on Travel World. Stay listening. I'm Stephen Pickford. So keep on rocking me, baby.
You're listening to Travel World with Willem and Steve.
Stay listening.
I don't know what to invest in.
I don't know if I can retire comfortably.
I don't know which path to take.
Don't know what to do about your financial situation? Talk to someone who does. RBC Dane Rauscher. For knowledgeable advice and a clear plan. The kind of objective financial guidance you're looking for. RBC Dane Rauscher. What you need to know. Member NYSE SIPC.
Call Dennis Stanek Jr. at 1-800-243-2478. That's 1-800-243-2478.
WXCT AM 990 brings you the hottest new sports show on radio, Sports on the Spot.
We'll bring you contests, interviews, and thought-provoking analysis on your favorite teams like the Red Sox, Yankees, and UConn Huskies.
We'll also have insight on the Rockcats, Wolfpack, and Southington High School Athletics.
If you've got questions, we've got all of the answers.
So join us every Sunday night from 4 to 5 for
Sports on the Spot.
The following is an urgent message for all inventors. Who cashed in on your last great idea? Do you have another invention? Do you need a patent? Then you need InventTech.
Everyone laughed at my pot that cooked and drained pasta. If I had the patent, I'd be rich.
Snap your fingers, turn on a light. That was my idea, but I never thought to get a patent.
Don't let this happen to you. You may have a great idea, but unless you protect it, anyone can take it and keep the profits. That's why you need to call InventTech now. We'll send you a free inventor's kit, and you'll receive our free video or DVD with your confidential submission. Call 1-800-953-3553.
Cleaning with citrus was my little secret. I never patented it. Boy, was that dumb.
Don't let someone else cash in on your great idea. Call InventTech now for a free inventor's kit. Call 1-800-953-3553. Call 1-800-953-3553.
How would you like to regrow your hair naturally? Hi, I'm Brian Reichenberg from Kevis here in Beverly Hills. Our new internationally patented topical treatment and hair accelerator is fast and effective. Clinical studies with dermatologists showed that Kevis achieved a 90% success rate fighting hair loss. Here's what the doctors are saying.
I'm Dr. Jay Heck, board-certified dermatologist and hair transplant surgeon. Kevis scientifically and medically is a superior product that stimulates the hair follicles to once again grow hair. I highly recommend Kevis to any man or woman who is losing their hair.
Kevis is easy to use and drug-free. In less than 3 minutes a day, you can restore your appearance and confidence. I'll even help you get started by giving you 50% off your starter program plus free shipping. Call 888-684-HAIR. This is a limited-time offer. That's 888-684-HAIR. That's 888-684-HAIR.
Welcome to Headcare with Dr. Kelly. You're on caller.
Hi, I'm having problems. People don't find me attractive.
And how do you know?
Because they gag when they see me.
Sounds like we're having a self-image problem, yes?
Well, I'm round, red, and disgusting. What can I say? I'm a polyp.
Aren't you being a little hard on yourself, polyp?
Maybe. But there is one more thing.
What's that?
If I'm around long enough, I give you cancer. Hello?
Well, that's interesting. Can we go to the next caller, please, right now?
Let me talk. I grow on you.
When a colon polyp shows up, get rid of it right away, because colon polyps can lead directly to colon cancer. Get the polyp early and stop colon cancer before it even starts.
Hi, it's me again. Hello?
And that's both for men and women. So just get a test from your doctor.
Hello? I think I got cut off, so to speak. Hello?
Colon cancer. Get the test, get the polyp, get the cure. For more information, call 1-800-ACS-2345 or visit cancer.org. A public service message brought to you by the American Cancer Society, the Ad Council, and this station.
Exact news, exact weather, exact traffic, exactly when you need it on AM 990, WXCT, Southington, the all-new 990 VX.
Oh, yes. Welcome back to the Travel World Radio Show, brought to you by the creepiest man in rock and roll. And this is Willem Backus with Stephen Pickford and Ellis Hobel in the studio. We're talking about creepy things, all kinds of haunted stuff for this particular season. Apparently in Hawaii, Halloween is bigger than Christmas. And that's we learned that back in 98 when we went out there. And we have online with us Bram Eisenthal talking about all kinds of creepy happenings and events and so on. Bram, welcome back to Travel World.
Thank you very much. I actually had a story in one of the Hawaii newspapers last year all about haunted places in that part of the world. And it was a lot of fun, and they do take it very seriously. It was the Honolulu Times or something. I can't remember the paper exactly.
It's a huge, huge festival out in Hawaii. I mean, bigger than Christmas. Really, it is. It's it was actually quite something to see. Christmas, in fact, goes almost unnoticed in Hawaii.
Huh. We were last talking about surviving the night. There's one tremendous place where you can attempt to survive the night, the Ohio State Reformatory, which is about 100 years old. It's in Mansfield, Ohio, not far from Columbus, and not far from the farm where Bogie and Bacall were married.
Neato.
This place was originally built as a reform, not really a penitentiary, but a reform spot for young men who had gone down the wrong path, and became a penitentiary where several prisoners died. They have this very cool program where from sundown to sunrise, you're basically locked in. I mean, if you freak out or whatever, they let you out. But and one woman actually did freak out, I think, last year. She had to get out. She found the atmosphere very oppressive and couldn't breathe. And but having been there, it's a really creepy place. They filmed scenes from the Shawshank Redemption there, as well as Air Force One. And it's a very interesting place. They haven't done much to patch it up. It's kind of like in Montreal, you know, the old St. Vincent de Paul Penitentiary, which they use on a lot of movie shoots.
Right.
Same thing, you know, a lot of pigeon remain smell. It's not too pleasant, but this is a lot of dripping water, and they feed you, they give you a pizza supper, and then you just wander around. So I recommend that for somebody that wants something a little bit unusual. That's a lot of fun, and it's not expensive. It's, I think, about $50, and you have to sign a waiver form as well.
Where exactly do you sleep when you go to this old
You don't sleep. It's really walking around looking for ghosts. A lot of people bring their own ghost hunting equipment. The ones that take it really, the real diehards. I don't know if anyone's been slimed yet or not, but it's something I'd like to do. I didn't actually spend the night, but I did tour the prison. It's cool. There's that. Just trying to think. We have, you know, the entire state of Vermont is a very, very haunted old state where you could pretty much find haunted places anywhere you go.
Oh, there's some creepy places, like around North Londonderry. Stephen and I, we did a few explorations around southern Vermont ourselves, particularly exploring the old path of the West River Railroad going up to the northernmost segment. We were coming back from South Londonderry. And as you pass along where the tracks went, there's now a very creepy-looking house. And if you look over the sort of a cliff that drops off the embankment, and I swear, there's a bunch of cars there, all from the 1940s era. And we're talking about 10, 15, 20 cars, all somewhere down over the cliff, like something really bad happened there. And I'm expecting to see Keith Carradine sitting there wearing some kind of creepy old police uniform and Wayne Rogers to show up any minute now. But, I mean, Steve and I looked at each other, let's back out of here while we still can.
The rusty hulks all in the middle of the trees, all overgrown. Nothing had disturbed them for the last 60 years, it seemed.
Well, curiously enough, though, it's around the same era as these happenings with this Trooper Hardwick as well, because we don't know exactly what era that this prison transport happened, but
I think it was late 50s, just after Interstate 91 was completed, the late 50s, early 60s, and they pulled off the highway because of the ice storm onto the original U.S. Highway 5, just north of Bellows Falls.
Well, if you go to the old town of Bennington, which dates back to the 1700s, and go up into the mountains right off the Long Trail, you know, the Long Trail is one of the most famous hiking trails in the States, where various people have disappeared since the 1940s, never to be seen again. There is you find a lot of like cellar holes of what was there. There was an old town that this railway had served. And apparently the story goes that a stagecoach going through there in the 1800s was attacked by something that was very much like a Bigfoot. A long-haired wild man.
Must have been Willem.
Well, I don't know. I haven't seen Willem in a while. Is his hair still that long?
Well, the shoes certainly fit.
There you go. The shoes fit. But and they he overturned this carriage, killing some 15 people. And this took place in the 1800s. So you go to Bennington today, and Robert Frost is buried not far away in a pretty little church in that area. It's great. You can basically I toured the area with a well-known horror writer, Burlington, Vermont-based horror writer named Joe Citro. And we did a bit of a road trip for 3 days and just went from one haunted spot to another. And I had the time of my life, you know. It's New England is very full of vampire lore as well. Rhode Island particularly, but Vermont and other New England
like
states.
Like what, exactly?
Like what, sorry?
Like what, exactly?
People would be buried and then they would die of consumption suddenly. Consumption, of course, was another name for cancer today or other diseases. They called everything consumption if they didn't have an explanation for it. They would dig up the bodies and find the cheeks still very, very pinkish, and assuming they were vampires, they would cut the heads off in many cases and put a stake through the heart.
Not so
when Bram Stoker toured New England while he was researching Dracula, he came up with some of his ideas from the area.
Yeah, that's another one of those Bram, not the loser Bram, right?
That was the dead Bram, who's one of the most famous horror writers who ever lived. So
I know Stephen toured Vermont with a horror writer named Isabella, and she had a few things to say. Something about the five fingers on the hand, and it was coming out of this ground, musty basement or something like that. Really creepy book.
Interesting. The Citro guy, has a new book out called Curious New England that is full of interesting little spots in New England that you can visit museums and houses and things. How much time do we have left, gentlemen?
We got about 3.5 minutes. Keep going, Brer Bram.
Okay. Sorry, a beep. Shag Harbor, Nova Scotia, mm-hmm. is the site of a UFO crash that rivals the one in Roswell. Happened in 1968, mm-hmm. and you can go to the spot where it happened, talk to people that witnessed what was then called the Night of the UFOs because of all the lights that were seen in the skies that evening. That's a spot you might want to visit if you're visiting Halifax. It's about 2 hours past Halifax. And Mount Washington, one of the scariest places because of something called the Presence. Mount Washington, New Hampshire, highest ever recorded winds at the Summit Observatory at the very top. You access it via the Cog Railway, which was built in the mid-1800s. And this Presence is an old, very old spirit that the natives even knew about. Hikers going up the mountain have been pushed from behind by something that was not the wind. Something would give them a sudden push and almost, you know, try to throw them off a cliff. The people in the observatory, these are trained scientists, see something they call the corner people. You know, when you see something out of the corner of your eye, you're not quite sure what it is. And when you look, there's nothing there. Kind of like you guys looking at each other right now.
And of course, the transmitter building on top of Mount Washington burned down around a year ago. And I wonder, you know, what really was behind that. Maybe there were some spooky elements. A former chief engineer who was wronged by a station general manager went up there and decided to...
It's a conspiracy, I know.
No, it's all a conspiracy. One of the other scary things in the North Conway area, we have a friend of ours, and I'm sure he would call it Susie.
That's probably one of the scariest sights I've ever seen.
Or a correspondent who's upset because he's not paid.
There you go.
So that's it, gentlemen. I mean, you have lots of places. I'd love to come back and talk about some more, and maybe when we have a little more time, we can do that in the future. But
yeah, after you've survived a night at the Whippoorwill Cabins in Bellows Falls.
Well, set it up, okay? Give me the contacts, and I'll do it.
I'm not afraid
of anything, especially not at Halloween time.
No, I know Molly McNeil wants to go too, so hey, we'll have maybe a Travel World weekend down at the cabins in the springtime. And
A retreat,
yes.
And I'm heading off to see Texas Chainsaw Massacre, the remake, right now. So
yeah, I heard it was a pretty decent flick.
It's got some good reviews, yeah.
Well, there you go.
Well, another hour has come and gone on Travel World, and next week we got even more.
We've got Jerry Wagshall retracing the steps of Heather Hiscox, this time to Charlevoix in the Quebec region, and we'll also talk about the Chaudière-Appalaches region, so sort of areas close to home, not too far from us, not too far from our listeners throughout the East Coast. Quebec in the Chaudière-Appalaches and Charlevoix next Saturday, same time, same station for the Travel World Radio Show. I'm Stephen Pickford.
I'm Willem Backus.
I'm Ella Sobel.
Happy traveling, everyone. Travel World is produced in Montreal by the NASCAR Marketing Company.
exact news, exact weather, exact traffic, exactly when you need it on AM 990, WXCT, Southington, the all-new 990 DX.
When she was